Today, let's start with a little bit of word association. You two, I'm going to read a word to you, and you just tell me the first word that pops into your mind when you hear this word.
I'm afraid. Okay.
Padding. That's not a word.
I know. I'm censoring myself, so we'll go.
Chris, your word is mother.
Father.
Reflection.
Mirror.
Sang.
Katrina.
What? Forecasting.
Weather.
Nine.
Lives.
That's not your turn.
I know.
She stole my turn.
Traffic.
Jam.
Bedroom.
You can take that one.
You're horrible at this.
Pillows.
Belt.
Whip.
Span.
Time.
Export.
Import.
Beef.
It's what's for dinner.
That's more than one word.
I don't care.
Refusal.
Accepted.
Word.
Choice.
Wrist.
Band.
Putt.
Putt. Golf.
That was two words.
I don't care.
I was thinking putt, so she can't really say the same word, so.
Sentence.
Structure.
Why did you take that one?
I don't know.
Because you looked at her.
Yeah.
Just like you looked at me with her. So
people don't know
answer.
I'm looking. I can look at anybody. It's
well,
radio.
We know who you're looking at.
Okay. Just, this is for Katrina. Whatever.
Application.
Hard.
Survival.
Of the fittest.
That is more than one word.
It's okay,
you have failed. More, a lot of times. Existence.
Life.
Maintenance.
Man.
Horse.
Carriage.
Live from Duo Studios in Manhattan, Kansas, this is Life with your hosts, Seth Neiman, Katrina Abbott, and Chris Harlan.
Thank you, Charles. And thank you, horses and cows.
You just had to end on horses and me, didn't you?
It was just completely random. It's like it's fate. It's like the Lord himself smiled down on this show and decided that it should end on horses and with you. I can't help these things. It just happens that way. Today is a new episode, and it's Wednesday, the 15th. No, 17th.
There you go.
I literally subtracted days and ruined it. The 17th of August. Thank you for listening. Katrina actually didn't show me her prep, so I'm assuming...
You didn't open up a document
for
me.
That's true, I didn't. I was a slacker this week.
So I kind of did it on a previous document, and then I just wrote it out.
Gotcha. Well, I assume she has some hilarious things to talk about, but
really.
I don't actually know for sure if she does or not.
I have some more ramblings. That's always what it's going to be, rambling.
We could just call this show Katrina's Rambling Hour, and I think it would work okay.
It's probably true.
Yeah, but I doubt if the fans just want to hear me talk all day long.
I don't really have anything to talk about.
Well, that makes you lame.
I know.
And me obnoxious. So why are we going
to
do this?
It's the way it is every week where I don't have anything to talk about.
It's okay. We always find something to talk about.
We indeed do, which I think is a weird old man British way of saying that.
Yeah, kind of.
Yes. So, Katrina, are you going to tease anything in the opening of the show? What do you got to talk about?
I have to talk about my weekend.
Okay.
My day. And my brother. Woo!
Those things
are all boring.
Sound interesting at all.
Oh, yeah.
But my day will be very interesting.
Okay, why is your day interesting? Let's just start there.
I wanted to save it, but we'll start there.
Yeah, go ahead. Start it.
Okay, so to start off, without going into detail, I got sick this morning at like 3.
Pregnant.
Totally. And and so I was more or less awake off and on until about 6 when I finally passed out till noon, whatever. And then, since we still don't have cable or internet, I trek my happiness to the library to, you know, get the internet and do stuff.
Okay.
And I usually always park in the meter parking, but today I didn't because there wasn't any, so I parked in a different spot.
What okay. else?
I'm up doing my thing in the library, and my mom calls me, and she's like, Katrina, did you park on campus today? And I was like, yeah, why? She's like, well, because we just got, she's like, I just got a phone call from an Ashley asking, you know, like, where you parked.
Oh, the library at school.
Yes.
Oh.
Where else would I be?
The public library.
Oh, I don't even know where that's at. So.
Right downtown.
Anyway.
That totally shifts my worldview. Like, I thought you were like the lamest person ever going to the library.
No.
And now I realize that the library means you were on campus and that's less lame.
Yes, I was on campus at the library. I apologize.
Library.
Whatever. And so she's like, okay, well, Ashley called and she wanted to know where you were or something. And I was like, okay. So she gives me this number and it turns out being KSU Parking Services. Like,
oh.
I'm like, son of a bear, I got a ticket.
Yes. Son of a bear, he got a ticket.
And so I called the number and they didn't answer. And I was just like, crap. So then I kind of pack up my stuff. In my own time, like half an hour.
Your own tune.
And so I just imagine
you standing up in the middle of the library and being like, crap. Like everybody just turns and looks at you. You're like, today is not my tune. And you just walk out.
Not my choice of word, but something like that. Yes, did happen. And so I get outside and I was like, oh no, my car's not there. Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no.
And a couple of Asian people on campus walk up and be like, you speak our language.
Yes,
because
totally
parking
happens.
Services is so terribly far from the library.
And so.
Is
I get
it far?
Up,
I don't know that
no,
joke.
No, it's not that very
it's
far.
Like,
no.
You and Chris understood that.
Yes.
Me and the entire listening audience had no idea what that
it's
meant.
It's like not even a block away. It's like at the other end of the block.
Okay.
Anyway. And so I look at the sign where I parked and I knew it said reserved from 6 to 6. But right where the nose of my car covers, it says tow zone.
Great.
Oh, crap.
Oh, crap.
So I finally call the Ashley girl back and she answers
Ashley
or I
girl.
Get directed to her. And she's like, oh, hi, Katrina. I was like, yeah, I know why you called. They towed my car. She's like, yeah, I tried to call you sooner, but our phones have been crazy. I'm just like, yeah.
Oh, how nice of her.
Great.
So, yeah. No, the phone's been crazy today. I won't call this poor lady that got her car towed.
And so I owe parking services $50, and she gave me the towing company's number. And
the Manhattan Towing Company?
Manhattan Wrecker.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. They're the same people that tow cars off GTM's parking lots now.
Oh, really?
They're just making bank towing stuff.
No kidding! I was super mad.
I have the idea that they're just trolling roads looking for tiny things like, we're pulling that thing, Manhattan Wrecker, call them.
And
get
so,
them up here, rip this car out of its home.
I called them, and I was like, hi, my name's Katrina, and you just towed my car.
Thank you for calling Manhattan Wrecker Company. This is Paul. How can I help you?
I was like, hi, I'm Katrina. And you just towed my car.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that. Was it parked in a tow zone?
No, that's not even what he said. He was like,
"Why was your car parked in a tow zone?"
Yes.
Then why wouldn't we tow your car, ma'am?
Because
it's not a legitimate reason.
Because I'm special?
You're not special. You'd be special in the head. Manhattan Wrecker, all we do is tow things. $50 a pop. That's actually kind of cheap because we tow
really?
Five.
Really? No, I wish it was like that. I wish it was like that. No. I call them and he's all like, oh, were you the one that parked on campus? And I was like, yeah.
Are you the only person who was stupid enough to park at the tow zone on campus today?
Probably.
You do realize that students aren't in session, so there's tons of parking available. How come you parked in the tow zone?
There wasn't parking where I wanted to park.
I was eating a nice donut and then I got a call from some lady named Ashley and she's all like, oh, you're going to come down to tow this car because it's totally in the wrong lane. So I had to put down my donut and I had to get my Wrecker and I had to drive down to the campus and I had to pick you up and it's totally unacceptable. You should be ashamed of yourself. That'll be $50. Click.
No, I wish it was like that. No. I call them and they're like, yeah, it's $135 in cash.
What?
It was $135 in
Why?
Cash.
Why? Why the rate?
You think I'm not liable to answers? No.
So remember when the lady at the K-State told you that it would be $50 in cash?
It's $50 to KSU and $135 cash to get my car.
Sorry, ma'am, that's incorrect. You actually have to come down here and pay us $135 in cash. It's because we're raping you.
Exactly.
We're Manhattan Wrecking Company.
No, like, why?
They
why
should
was
not
it
be called Manhattan Wrecking. They should be called
why?
Raping.
Thank you for that easy joke.
Throw something at you.
I'm just like, okay, I had plans for that $200, and that just went out the window.
So you did pay it.
I had to.
Well,
how
was
I supposed
to
get my car? How was I going to come over here to do the show? I can't be like, hey, Seth, pick me up on your way home from work.
That's crazy.
Well, I was at, I
know,
picked
you probably could have.
Well, she would need her car sometime.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's $135.
Why did they make you pay $135?
Hell if I know.
It's only $50 at GTM, too.
GTM's probably like right there, because it's pretty much across the street from there. So I think it's just because it doesn't take them as long to go to GTM as it does to trek.
That's so dumb.
To campus.
That's ridiculous.
But it's like, both. It's $50 exactly. Like, that's kind of convenient that K-State would tell you 50 and it's 50 at GTM. Like, that sounds to me like that's a standard rate that they tell people. And then they're like, no, by the way, it's 135.
See, I think that's because, like, I've parked elsewhere on campus and it's been like a $25 to $30 ticket. And, like, that's just standard. But I think since this one was a reserved, that's why it was 50, because it was up. They upped the ante for being reserved on top of it just being a W opposed to my D parking pass.
Yeah.
Or me parking at a timed slot and not putting any money in it. Which I'm just like, okay, if I have to go to campus, that's where I'm going to go. But otherwise, I'm more or less just going to stay in my apartment, bored out of my mind, because I don't plan on going anywhere tomorrow. If I need internet, I'll go to a friend's house. I can't come here because you're not here.
They accept Visa, MasterCard, and Discover, Katrina.
No, he told me over the phone they would not take credit cards
right
or
here,
checks.
It says right here on their website that they accept MasterCard, Visa, and
See,
Discover.
See, that's where I feel like I talked to two different people, because when I called, the guy was a jerk, and he's like, no, we need that in cash, no check, no debit card, blah, blah, blah. And the guy I talked to, he was like, why'd you park in a tow zone? Like, he was totally nice.
The Manhattan Wrecker Service provides the following advantages according to their website. We provide experienced tow truck drivers trained and certified in light, medium, and heavy-duty vehicle and hybrid car towing. We have 10 tow trucks. This isn't written correctly. I'll read it as it says it on the website. 10 tow trucks to safely meet every towing need. Oh, I guess it does make sense.
It does make sense.
Now I feel like a retard. It's hard to make fun of people when you're dumber than them. I just like to point that out. It does not say the price on here, though. Which I find
probably
because
it changes just however they feel. But I feel like since it was campus, they charge extra.
How much did the campus tell you to pay? $50? Oh, I'm sorry. It's actually going to be $300,000.
No, the campus wants
her
to pay
$50
to the
campus. I owe campus $50, and then separately I owe the wrecking company.
Oh, well, that's poo.
Like, she owes for parking in the wrong spot at K-State. So she owes that to K-State.
So you have
to pay
$185.
Company, $135.
That's poo.
But what's evil?
Did you walk in and say this is poo?
What's more?
Because I would have said this is poo and then resigned from college. Thank you for yelling.
No, so the reason I figured this out, I looked at my ticket because I have the campus ticket was still stuck on my windshield, and that's because I got the ticket 10 minutes after I parked in that damn spot.
They
I
like
get there,
got you right away.
I got there at like.
Well, you parked in a tow zone. It's not hard to find you.
Well, I know.
There's
whatever.
Like 10
Shut
cars
up!
On campus.
Not the point! The point is, I get this ticket 10 minutes after, and I was up there for 3 hours. That's why they towed my car! If Ashley could have called me an hour sooner, my car would have been
troubles.
Fine!
They're having car troubles.
Phone troubles.
They had phone trouble. And it's like, really? And so.
Well, why'd she call your house first? Is that
I don't
what
know.
List?
I think it's just because that's the number they had on record because. I don't know.
Is it listed on your ISIS? They
might
call whatever list. What's up?
Wow, people care about that.
Actually, no, that makes sense. Because
I'm sure it does make sense to you two. And once again, me and the entire listening audience.
ISIS is just on. It's an online thing where you can stalk people. Whatevs.
Stalk people.
No, it's can. Like, you can actually, like. I won't say because it's bad. It's stalker. You can look up people, and if they have their address available, like, to view, you can find pretty much anyone that's a K-State student.
But you have to be a K-State student to access it.
No, like, you can just search them, but, yeah.
So I could go to this thing and find any K-State student I wanted, like a basketball player, for example?
They probably have those probably aren't available, though. Because, like, it's up to the student if they're...
Right, you list it on yourself.
So the basketball players are smart enough to not do that.
Yeah. Well, they have... But they might
but it's
have
still
to.
On record, like, through K-State records, it's going to have... Your address and stuff.
I feel like the basketball players aren't smart enough to remove their contact information.
Well,
no, but
especially
I feel like
because you need it for a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, if that's where they look if you're getting anything on campus.
I don't know if she's agreeing with me or agreeing with you right now.
It's okay. Agreeing with Seth.
Okay. Then I approve. Yeah, so if you need to pay a lot of money, call Manhattan Wrecker.
That was my day today.
That sounds horrible. I was not
it
expecting.
It actually wasn't that bad.
You had to pay $200.
Yeah.
That's like, that was much worse than I was actually expecting it to be.
That was the most upsetting aspect. But otherwise, it was just kind of like, oh, well, you know, I was the dumb idiot that parked there, so I can't really get mad at anyone.
I just can't believe they're charging you $135.
I know. But the guy when I paid it, he was just like, I'm sorry, we have to do this. I just do what I'm told. And so.
Whatever. That guy probably owns the place.
Probably, because he did have to.
My name's Mr. Manhattan Wrecker.
He did. Stereotypically, I think this is funny. He did go out back to tie up his dog named Fido.
Of course he did.
So I could go.
Are you kidding me?
It's like, and it was like a, it, oh, I don't know the kind of dog it was, because it wasn't a Rottweiler, but it was like.
It's one of those mean dogs.
Oh, well, he looked mean, but I think he was just full of bark and no bite.
Well.
What if? So that was my day. And then I came here. Yay.
Yay. And your car got towed. I called the landlord and said you didn't have a parking pass for the parking lot. So Manhattan Wrecker came out here, and they're going to charge you a late night fee of $300 million in cash tonight.
Screw you.
If you want your car, you have to pay it. You do want your car, don't you?
I kind of need my car.
Nah. You just live a couple miles away now. You can walk everywhere.
A couple miles.
Yeah. That's all the farther it is a couple miles.
Something like that. It's a little more than a couple miles.
How many miles? No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
I will bet you $10 that it is less than 2 miles to your house from here.
Okay.
Okay.
Remind me when I leave and I will pay
attention. That's not fair. You're going to drive in a circle and not tell me. You're going to do a loop.
Why don't we just Google Map it and it'll tell us?
Because I don't trust it.
Because you know you're wrong.
I want to watch her odometer turn over.
I'm going to Google Map it.
Okay, Google Map it so you can enter my address and her address while we're on the air.
I will.
Little she didn't catch that.
I know what he meant.
Okay. Well, at least she knows your address, so you don't have to, you know, stay that.
That's true, but she probably doesn't realize that I'm just going to delete this whole section out of the show.
This is life.
Yeah. Welcome back to life.
Forget we have to go to commercial, like especially after doing a bonus show. I'm always like, ah, oh, commercial. Yeah,
oh, yeah,
that's right, commercial.
I'm glad you hate them because I'm sure our listeners do too. They could avoid them by paying $1.29 though.
It's just $1.29 or 99.
29.
Oh, I would put 99 on my face.
The bonus shows are $1.99. The premium regular shows are $1.29.
Oh, that's cool.
Isn't that affordable?
That's totally affordable.
I would charge 99 cents, but because of the fees for processing, like when someone buys something for 99 cents, it actually comes out to be like 40 cents. So like basically when you buy a $1.29 episode, it comes out to be 99 cents for us.
Oh, okay.
So that's why it's a random extra little
I get that.
Thingy.
Not but, yeah. Like $135 for no freaking reason?
No, I promise you when you go and you buy the premium episode for $1.29, it will not actually charge your credit card $135. Even if I would like it to, it won't. If I could figure out that technology, I probably would. But sadly, PayPal is an honest company and won't let me do that. So during the break, because Chris and Katrina apparently really do forget about the commercials,
yeah.
We Google mapped the way to Katrina's house, and it's exactly 2 miles.
So, going the one way, going to Kimball.
Oh, you mean going the fastest way?
Well, the way that the way she Googled first isn't the way I always go.
Can we stop and just take a second?
You're
just laying your microphone on your chest because you have to mess with this pin.
I keep clicking it and then it like falls apart on me, so I have to put it back together.
So you literally threw down your microphone in the middle of the episode because your pin came unclicked. You know how genius and funny that is?
I can't say I'm ADD, but I'm so multi-talented that it's bored and it's hard for me to only do one thing at a time. So I kind of have to always be doing
be clicking?
It. Yep.
Be clicking something?
Yep.
It's pretty funny, actually. So I think I deserve an apology.
For what?
For you losing at the thingy of your house being long gone.
Not far away. What's the other way, Chris?
Way doesn't count.
I can't figure it out.
You could also get to your house by driving around the earth through Europe.
She did find a walking path that was a mile and a quarter.
Well, that's even less.
Yeah.
That makes me win more.
That was a walking path.
It doesn't matter. The driving path that you would take is the 2 miles, which is what I said, a couple miles.
Whatever.
So apologize.
You win, I lose, I suck.
No, say you're sorry.
I'm not saying that.
Say you're sorry to me.
I don't want
to. Say it.
No.
Say it.
I don't want
to. I'm going to play this until you say you're sorry.
I'm sorry!
Okay. That was easy. That was easy. The ANCAP makes Katrina my slave, apparently.
Something like that.
Yes. So, how was your weekend? Since you want to talk about that.
Okay. My weekend.
Oh, hold on. I'm totally good.
I can do two things.
Go ahead and fix your pen.
I fixed it. Oh, damn.
It's not fixed. It's not fixed. Go ahead and fix it.
Okay, it's.
Oh, Katrina.
It's not fixed yet.
It needs to be fixed. Your pen literally.
Okay, it just came apart.
It exploded.
I'll fix it after the show.
You broke my company pen.
Hey, it was a good pen. Obviously not since the fall of power.
Empowered.
Okay, no, so I went to my grandpa's house this weekend to see my cousin. And sorry.
Just get off. Here, listeners, listen to this.
That's gross.
That's what it sounded like.
Anyway, so the point of the story is I called my dad to see how the weather was because it looked pretty stormy and he's hardcore into his weather and whatever. He's
yes.
like, oh, well, I don't know because I'm in Manhattan right now. It's like, okay, thanks, Dad. As soon as I get off the phone with him.
Now, your local on the 8s.
Can't talk during the local on the 8s. Defeats the purpose. People are watching the weather. You know how rude it is to talk during the local on the 8s?
You know what? I like talking, clearly.
Yes.
Anyway, point being, it started raining, and after it started raining, all of a sudden it just started pouring.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't even see, like, I could barely see the car in front of me. It was horrid, and I drove like that for 2 flipping hours to my grandpa's house. Oh, it was awful.
Where does your grandpa live?
He lives close to Oklahoma.
You know, I remember you telling me this at the beginning of the show, but you really should have saved your day for last. Because now, like...
I know, I told you!
It's like, I paid $200 to get my car back, and I also drove in the rain.
But the rain was awful. I almost...
It was really hard
to rain.
It
was a rain pour.
It was awful. I hated every second of it.
Well, why'd you have to go?
Because I haven't seen my cousin in, like, a year. It was bonding time. And I haven't seen my grandpa
Cousins!
Since, like... Because I haven't seen my grandpa since, like, May.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Did you get in that nose itch?
I had an itch. Why are you making fun
of
me?
It's funny because I can see, like, you and Chris getting more comfortable at doing the show. Like, because now you guys, like, brought in a giant bowl of popcorn that you were going to eat in the middle of the episode.
We weren't going to eat in the middle of the episode. Because the other day we had food, and you're like, Katrina, why aren't you eating that? And I was like, because we're doing a show. And you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, well, Chris was totally planning on just being like,
I told
yeah, that's how I was going to eat
entire thing. Oh, now she got a text. Now, see, she checked her text message. What happened? Did someone die?
No. I don't know. Like, I didn't read it.
Read it. Pick it up.
It was freaking long.
Read it aloud.
See how long? I can't read.
You can't read.
It says, hi, after a long summer away from you all, I want to have a movie night before we all have homework. How does Saturday night work around 8:30 at our place?
You effing idiot.
I did not mean to click that, but it kind of worked. My bad. How does it work? Are you flying back?
Mm-hmm.
What are you saying?
I'm going to be out of town.
Aww.
I hope she has fun.
I forgot to play this music while you were telling your story.
That's what I thought you were going to play after, like, the weather music song.
No, I was going to play this.
If you want me to continue the show, you can stop that music.
As you put down your microphone to text someone back.
I have a full keyboard. I need 2 hands.
If you want me to participate in this show, you better stop playing that music. Oh, that's fate.
That's irony.
Oh, the poor.
See? I'm telling you, the world is on my side tonight because not only did it pick horse, but it also played the ANCAP when I laid down my microphone to mock you. As she shakes her head in some fashion while she texts.
Whatever.
Now they're going to text you back.
Do you have any stories?
No.
Do you have anything in your life going on?
No.
I didn't think so.
I don't have anything in my life happening. In fact,
so
I don't even remember what happened last week.
We really could just turn this whole show into
Katrina time.
We could. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't like that.
My shoulder hurts. I could talk about that.
Oh, we have to emails. Do you have anything with Matthew? What's going on with Matthew?
What about Matthew? I don't know. He's dumb. I hate him.
Okay.
He doesn't listen to the show, so we can say anything we want about him.
Well, okay.
He's fat and bulbous, and he smells, and he has three colors of hair, and that's messed up.
I remember this story.
Yes. We'll talk about that on a bonus hour sometime.
I think we should.
Yes, Matthew. Because
you still have that other story to tell me. You won't ever tell
inverted.
Me.
I told you I'm not going to tell you that until we can get him on the phone.
Yes, but we're never going to get him on the phone.
I know, because he doesn't answer because he's an idiot. A dumb-o idiot.
A dumb-o idiot.
A dumb-o idiot. In fact, one day he's going to be the guy who works at Manhattan Wrecker Service.
That is probably true.
Yeah. I bet the guy
I don't
want
to have to pay him my money.
No, I know. Well, did you want to pay the other people your money?
No, they couldn't. They almost couldn't even give me change.
What are you going to do when you actually have to meet that man, Matthew?
I'm not.
I mean, inevitably, he's going to come up here sometime.
And inevitably, I am going to be out of town.
But you can't be, because he'll probably be up here on a show day, because he'll want to be on the show. And then what are you going to do?
I'll be sick.
You like, can't be
sick. Do the show without me. Do the show without me. There's I can't
no,
make it.
There's no
can't
doing the show
it.
Without
I'll
you.
I'll snap. I broke my leg.
Your leg doesn't affect your mouth.
I've laryngitis.
We'll be over in a wheelchair.
Laryngitis. Herbal teas. Herbal teas will help you. That's just like what you sounded like before you started the story of the rain pour. And there you go, coughing. See? You're actually going to give yourself laryngitis.
I'm already coming down with something.
Well,
I won't be able to make
I think
it.
You're safe for a while because he doesn't have a job, so he's poor. I love how you covered your mouth but coughed right into the microphone. Let's just talk. Let's just have lung problems this entire show.
I do have lung problems. I can't breathe.
I know. Just get it out of your system.
I'm trying. It won't come out.
Are you sure you're okay? Because it feels. I think you
I'm
might
gonna
be dying.
Die.
It sounds like it.
Probably.
Anyway, so...
I thought you were going to cough again.
Anyway, so...
anyway,
yes.
So my last little final note, and then
okay.
we have to go to, like, emails or something, because I'm done and tired of talking.
We're not doing emails this show.
Oh,
no, we are. I'm just joking.
My favorite part.
Or
okay.
are we?
Okay, so I just have to make a teeny tiny shout-out / comment. My brother listens to this show, and he always... and well, one, he's starting to... do the banjo music to me, which I just don't care for. Yeah, pretty much.
That's awesome.
And
that makes me love your brother.
Just wait till you meet him.
Serious man love.
Anyway, and then he made the comment that apparently whenever I talk about him, I say, my brother, my brother, my
you
brother,
do. You
my
do.
Brother.
I don't think you've ever said his name on this show.
Probably. And so I'm basically insinuating that I'm going to make the point to say my brother's name, i.e. Trevor.
Darn it, I tried to mute you and I pushed the wrong button. Curses.
It's okay, you
apparently
can still
the world
edit
is
it
against
out.
You
I'm going
now.
To, I'm going to go in there and insert a bleep where his name is. Or I would just be like, his name is Eduardo. And just edit that in instead of his actual name.
And so, anyways, so that's his name, and I'm going to attempt to try and use it from now on.
Does he happen to be on ISIS so you can find his
no,
his
he
name?
Not, so he does not go
we
to
can
K-State.
Stalk him like you stalk
he does
people
not
in your
go
school.
To K-State.
I think it would be pretty easy for Katrina to stalk Trevor.
See, I just thought that we had a conversation on the show that we didn't have a conversation about on the show. I said that like a complete idiot, but I think everybody understood it.
I half understood.
Remember that
yeah.
thing that we talked about where that girl that's dumb said that I was dumb?
Yeah.
I thought that we had that conversation on the show. So I was going to be like, everybody knows Trevor goes to Emporia State. And then I realized that no one knows that because we didn't talk about it on the air.
We did not.
They do. They know now.
They do now.
Actually, that's a lie.
Does he not go to Emporia State?
No, he graduated a year or so ago.
Oh, Mr. College degree up in here. What did he get a college degree in? Combine manufacturing? I would just assume because he's related to you.
Neither one of us are getting farm-related degrees, just for the record.
Yeah, don't talk too soon, Katrina. You haven't graduated yet. You can always switch majors over to wheat farming.
No.
What did he get his degree in?
He got his degree in business and marketing.
So, since your brother wants a shout-out, I think that we should dedicate a little bit of time to him and tell us three facts about Trevor. The laughter is a good sign.
Well, I was just debating which way to go with this.
Well, you can go either way. It's completely up to you. You are currently steering the public's opinion of your brother, who is defenseless against the swarm, which is pretty
See?
Great.
It is great, but at the same time, like...
He has herpes.
God, he's just not, I don't know if he does. I would not know that fact.
He could, I guess.
He very well could. Yeah. He could be the man whore.
He could have the herp.
He could be that guy.
Yep.
Let's see. My brother is... I don't even know.
That's great. let you know him real well.
Good job.
Well, I'm just trying to think of like the facts that I should say. Like, okay.
Which I'm like, ones can't you say?
Okay. Well, more so like, okay, do I want to be the mean, conniving sister or, okay. You know.
Can you say three facts for the bonus, like for the premium show, and then three facts that aren't for the premium show?
Like, I probably could.
That would be awesome.
Okay, so
which ones are you going to do first?
The safe ones.
Okay, here come the ones that everybody hears. Okay. Go!
He's currently in school for VoTech school, 13th and 14th grade.
I have no idea what that is.
He's getting a graphic arts degree, actually.
Okay, what's VoTech?
It's just what they call it's a technical school.
Is that the name of the school?
No, it's Flint Hills.
Oh, I've heard of that. Flint Hills
Technical
College.
It's like vocational and technical.
Oh, well, this is why I'm not college educated, because I don't understand exactly. All these fancy words.
He's very much a lot like me, because I'm very much a lot like him.
Not a fact. That is that's a observation.
Trust me, just wait till you meet him, you'll see.
That's still an observation. I need a solid fact.
Fact is...
He's a man, baby.
He's a man. Fact is, he's left-handed.
Oh, most smart people are left-handed.
I'm left-handed.
I stand by it. Yay. Although, woo, not every left-handed person is smart.
No. So he's left-handed. He's technically in technical school.
He's technically in technical school, technically studying technical things to make his living, technically.
He will graduate in December, and he works at Price Chopper with me.
Price Chopper?
There's nothing important we've had.
I shouldn't laugh at that. I'm sorry. There's nothing wrong with Price Chopper. I just was not expecting that.
I know.
And he's in Emporia, right?
He has an internship, but yes.
He's in Emporia, right?
Yes.
Yeah, then I don't blame him at all. There's nowhere else to work.
And then, yeah. Okay, so you ready for the bonus one?
He deserves a little bit of the banjo music for that. Just a little bit for the Price Chopper.
Okay. It's okay. Are you ready for the bleep?
Okay, people. $1.29 to hear this.
And that's a running joke with him working at Price Chopper, is he works with his meat and he's good at it.
Masturbation joke. I get jokes.
And so, a really creepy one is the fact that, according to my cousins, from what I've overheard, he apparently has a big dick.
All of these things are about his manhood.
Why do your cousins know that?
You don't want to know.
I know why. I can tell you why right now.
Because they don't have a big one? I thought female cousins.
No.
What are you thinking?
I don't know, because she always talks about her female cousins. And, like,
that's true.
I've never heard her talk about a male cousin.
I have a lot of male cousins. But anyway.
I think that farm people just show off their stuff to each other. It happens. My ex-wife's brother was out swimming with some people, like men. He was like, let's go skinny dipping. So like, cool, let's go do that. So they all got naked, and when they were
Started comparing sizes?
No, not exactly. They all got naked and were about to jump into a pool, and some guy turned the headlights on in the car so everybody could see. And one of the guys told the brother, you should call Osama bin Laden because he wants his beard back. The dude was like 15.
That's sad.
But also funny. Okay.
I don't have a
likes
third.
To masturbate. It's got a big penis. And number three is has her penis.
Go for it.
No, that's not it.
I actually don't have a third one that can be bonus.
Just make one up. Just make one up. Just go for it. Go all out. He was in Indonesia and built the children during the earthquake of Palace of Chocolate. That's what he did.
He built the children.
Yeah, he built them a palace of chocolate.
He built children a palace of chocolate.
He built children. He rapes children.
He built a palace for young little Padawans.
Yes, there you go. Okay.
That sucked.
You guys should pay that $1.29 to hear what just happened, because not only was it more than three facts, it was also hilarious and filled with rabbit trails. One about Osama bin Laden. Diehards may know that story. I don't know if I've told it before. Might, maybe. Maybe not. To pay $1.29 to find out. It's not that much money. Anyway, done with selling. So, hi, Trevor. I'm going to laugh so hard if he's like the only person who buys this.
He won't. I'll tell you that. He won't. He's a cheapskate.
Don't tell him what we said. Don't
make him buy him. It.
Don't no,
tell
I won't.
Him. Okay, good. You make sure you rub that all over his face. That didn't you. Come out
that
as well as
really,
I hoped.
Really, really bad.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Yeah. So,
Can we move on now?
Okay.
Should we go to a commercial now? I think it's never
great. It's a good segue, Katrina. I guess we'll go to a commercial.
Yay!
Now.
Thanks.
This is Life.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Life, the show about everything under the sun, above the moon, and below the crust.
That works.
I try so hard to not be retarded.
I think you should just stop trying because it's inevitable.
Yes. We are going to get to your letters.
Yay.
But before we get to your letters.
Ooh, your turn.
I want to pull back the curtain. The fourth wall, if you may.
A curtain? What curtain?
The beautiful wispy curtain in this room that blocks off reality from the listeners' heads.
Okay.
If you listen to that at half speed, it makes sense. What I just said.
Or if you reverse it, it sounds like the devil.
The devil. Anyway.
I'm a dog!
I'm a dog! I'm a dog! I think that I'm a dog thing is from an episode that never got released.
It is. So
everybody's like, what are they talking about right now?
It's okay, it's just one of those many inside jokes you always talk about. This is one that Chris and I are actually involved in.
Yay!
Yes.
Oh, now Chris likes it. Now that she's involved with something, she likes the I'm
a
dog.
It's an inside joke. Everyone wants to be on the inside of the inside joke.
It's true. I know. I'm ashamed of my life and everything.
Oh, that's not true. Your life is a full of inside jokes.
It is.
Among yourself, mostly.
It's full of inside jokes that only I understand, which is one of the most sad things in the history of man.
Pretty much.
If you have inside jokes, just take my advice and share them with somebody, because otherwise it's very sad. There's my unsolicited
Except you
advice.
But you never end up sharing yours.
What, mine?
Your inside joke.
That's because they're impossible to explain because they're not funny.
Well, then how are our viewers and listeners supposed to explain theirs? What if theirs are just like yours and they can't explain them?
That's fine.
Maybe you should have thought of that.
I don't know what you just said, so I'm just going to segue into what I wanted to talk about.
Fine.
Duo's been up for four weeks?
Three.
That have just flown by, and thank you for all of your support. Okay. I would like to announce that we have just crossed 5 trillion page views.
What?
That's a lie.
Aww.
I don't think that's possible.
Don't tease me like that.
Sorry. Sorry. I was going to say million, then I thought you would believe it. Then I said billion, I go, maybe believable. So I went up to trillion, and you still believed it.
I'm a very believable person.
We just passed 9 quadrillion page views. In fact, the zeros on my analytics run off the screen now.
No way.
I know, it's incredible. And as such, I have a tracking on the website that shows, you know, how people find it and all this stuff so I can make it better so more people will find things.
Side note, I like that you're using your mouse left-handed. That's just funny.
I'm mouse ambidextrous, but yes.
I just wanted to point that out. Anyway, sorry. Continue with this awesome news.
So, in doing so, I have like a list of search terms. Like, people will search this and it stumbles them across Duo. I would like to read some of these search terms to you, just so we can see how random people find our show. Are you ready for this?
Okay, yes.
Okay. The number one search term that brings people... Peepo.
Peepo.
The Debo.
Thank you, Princess Bride.
Mawage.
Thank you!
Oh my god, you just like broke the entire audio system.
I was surprised you actually knew what I was talking about. It totally made me happy.
Besides the whole thing where you just exploded the soundboard in a way I've never heard.
I don't even know how I did that.
It's because your body emitted an ultrasonic bat noise that destroyed people's eardrums.
Okay, sorry, Mawage.
Mawage is what brings us together
today. Okay, so anyway, sorry.
The number one search terms that brings PayPal to Duo.com is Dwight Howard Carr.
What?
I don't know.
Why? I get Carr, but why Dwight Howard? Because of Google Plus.
I think it's funny that Dwight Howard and Are You With Cars combined equals Dwight Howard Carr, and people stumble across our show.
Yay.
When they're really looking for what kind of car he drives.
Yes. Number 2, Shockers, Beautiful Monsters. Boo.
Lame.
Number 3 is Blue Moon Tattoo. Don't know what that's for.
I don't get the blue moon.
Yeah, I mean, the tattoo makes sense.
Yeah.
But...
Number 4, the best one in my opinion, that Chris will also think is the best one. Monisa. For some reason, Monisa brings people to the website.
Because she's the only person who's named Monisa.
Yes. It's weird that people are searching for
her. We've only used her name a few times, though.
She used to host Beautiful Monsters. So her name is on the website, but I don't know why people are searching for Monisa. That's the weird part.
That is weird.
Another weird thing. I'm just going to skip through them now and read some of the funny ones.
Do.
Wrangler Jeans 2011. Katrina Carr. Is it
yay.
You're like, that's good. That's good. I'm sad that people are searching lines that make fun of me, but okay.
No, yeah, it's a mixed
feeling. About halfway, about 10 in, Matthew Riddle.
Why are people searching him?
Because they're trying to understand him, trying to figure out what he is.
They're trying to find that dumb website.
Right after Matthew Riddle is one that I had to Google myself because I didn't know what it is. And I would just like to say that this search term is above things like funny sketches and Brian Show and It's Live and
podcast,
things that are you would normally search.
Whatever, what is it?
It's Hebrew for beautiful pictures. It's literally like the scribbles.
Oh.
And it's Hebrew for beautiful pictures. Somehow that brought people to our site.
Maybe because Beautiful Monsters? I don't know.
It's Hebrew! There's nothing Hebrew on the site!
You're Jewish.
That's the only thing it could be. The tribe, we know each other, all of us.
That's so weird.
Doesn't make any sense at all, but there it is. Some other funny ones. Wolf Dreamcatcher Tattoo. Lots of tattoo stuff came up.
That's
including
weird.
Werewolf tattoo,
well, the wolf
new moon.
Dreamcatcher tattoo is from Beautiful Monsters.
Yes.
Oh, okay, that makes
Harry
sense.
Potter jelly bean flavors. Makes sense because where it's at, sketch is named after that.
Oh, okay.
Taylor Lautner tattoo. My favorite of the entire search history is this one. And we will end on this one. Hot images of Katrina. I am not joking.
What?
It's right here.
Where?
Hot images of Katrina.
What?
Brought people to duo.com. Are you kidding me? She doesn't believe me. Like, she's like, I'm making this up. Right here. Hot images of Katrina.
Everyone wants to see what she looks like.
So there you go, Katrina.
No, I don't want to tell people that.
To find naked pictures of Katrina, all you have to do is go to www.katrinaisnaked.com.
I wonder if that's a real site.
So is your brother going to be happy or proud that people are... Wait, that's the same thing. Is your brother going to be sad or proud of hot pictures of Katrina
because it brings
people to the show?
I'm pretty sure he'll be... Well, both.
He'll be happy for you until he hears what you said about him during the incense part.
And which then he will never
just,
know.
Then he will just be angry.
He will never
I'm
know.
Trying to talk it up a lot, so like... He's be like, nah, I'll live. And then we just keep talking about it and talking about it until he finally breaks down.
But he won't.
It's not that I want to hear it. I want his money.
I know.
That's what it is. We both want his money.
I could just steal $2 out of his back pocket.
That's not nearly as fun, though.
I know.
Because it's...
And he doesn't get to hear what we talked about.
It's totally not worth it for him to buy it.
We can still hear you.
I know. I'm talking to you. It's totally not worth it for him to buy it. So it'd be more funny for him to give us $2 to hear about nothing.
I understand.
It would be awesome. But it's the greatest thing we've ever recorded.
But I'm pretty sure it's going to be like a catch-22 because I posted new pictures on Facebook and I got a bunch of comments about it.
Yeah.
And my brother totally ruined it because he's like, hey, isn't that picture taken at such and such?
Something has happened in Katrina's life where she finally discovered she has boobs.
I know. No, that's not true.
It's like all of a sudden she's like, I have pretty big boobs. I'm going to go floss
them. That's not true.
It's like just happened over the last 6 months.
That's not true.
How do you explain these like racy pictures that have appeared on Facebook of you in like your red lace thong?
That was just a one-time thing. No, I've just finally just accepted and looked at myself like, dude, I'm actually really pretty today. And so then I've become a camera whore.
That's fine.
And so that's where that came
about. I don't have a problem with it. I think it's awesome. I just find it hilarious.
And then the racy red thong just kind of happened because it accidentally uploaded.
I just think it's great that people are finding the website through hot images of Katrina. So thank you for using your body.
Even though there's only one image.
To bring people to the website. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
It's pretty great. So now let's turn off that music and turn on our beautiful letter reading music because this is Katrina's favorite part of the show.
It is.
I only have 4 emails today.
Aww.
It's because I only picked 4 because these are all kind of negative, which is what I asked for.
Okay.
So I figured these people played along. So,
you asked? I didn't realize you asked
for a negative.
Remember
I said send us hate mail?
Oh,
and you're like, yeah. which I think my face just made a shape that has never made in its life. I know that because I felt my nose literally move its position on my skull. It was above my eyebrows at one point during that phase. Anyway, Steve. From Corpus Crispi, from Corpus Crispi, Texas. It's where everything's well, crispy and the Corpus crispy. Is also.
It's probably crispy.
I'm retarded.
I know.
Steve says, love the show. I haven't broke down. And but let me try this.
Yeah, you really
let
need
me try
that.
This over
read
again.
Read it and then
pull
say
like
it.
Katrina. Steve from Corpus Christi.
Stop it.
Texas says, love the show. I haven't broke down and bought a bonus show yet, and I think I need to.
Duh.
I just love the free show. The laughs last me all week, I guess.
Aww.
No, don't aw that. This show isn't funny enough to last a whole week. Two shows is funny enough to last. Okay. Seriously, diverting from the email.
Okay.
We don't usually do this because we don't like to be whores, but I'm going to tell you this.
Okay.
The bonus show that we just did.
Yes.
Is probably the greatest thing that's ever been recorded.
I even put it on Facebook.
Katrina caused a stage to collapse. That's how good it was. Singing her Sugarland.
Sugarland.
She uses the word absolutable in one of her songs. If you do not get the karaoke rock band... You are missing out because it is the funniest thing you will hear probably ever in this show until we do the next Rock Band karaoke.
It's just it's the sad irony that their stage collapsed, you know, like a few days later.
It's your fault.
I didn't mean for it to happen.
So, seriously, we don't like to just crazily promote. We like to bang closets really in the middle of the show with some gunfire going
that
on.
Loud.
Bye. It's $1.99.
It's epic. It's the only thing that's going to be worth your $2.
If you buy one bonus show, buy that one. Well, and we'll love you. But buy that one because it's hilarious. I was going to say funny, and then I said hilarious.
It was probably the most fun to do, even.
It was great. So,
I haven't laughed that hard in a long time.
End of pimping.
End of pimping.
Sarah says, or Sarah from Ringgold, Virginia.
I thought you were saying something else.
Yeah, I was. A friend turned me on to the show a few weeks ago, and I just got around to listening to all of the episodes. You need some less repetitive commercials.
Thank you.
But I love everything else.
Thank you.
You know how you can get less repetitive commercials, Katrina?
I know how. By us doing more.
No, not by that. You're not very busy.
By not doing any! That's what I was about to do.
There you go. By paying $1.29 them. Since Seth asked for some hate mail, I will say that you should do some entertainment news. You tend to kind of go off on rabbit trails, but I expect it. The show wouldn't be what it is without all the distractions. Keep them coming.
That's me.
I think it's all of us. In fact, we started this segment with something else, and we're now talking about...
Yeah.
Never mind.
I like the entertainment news. I like... We should definitely...
We're not doing that.
Aww.
If you want to do the prep, go for it.
Not really.
That's why we're not doing
it. I'm sorry. Who was that guy?
You like the show the way it is, and if you don't like it, then too bad. We don't need you.
Nah, that's not true.
Nah, it isn't.
We need them to buy.
I'm just kidding, but I'm not. Alice from Sacramento, California says, do you guys have any plans for some special live shows? I've been a listener since Seth and Brian, and I love the shows because it was so Don and Mike-like. And Seth and Colby is an audio masterpiece, in my opinion. Oh, thank you. This show is good, but it's definitely missing the class participation. I also miss seeing Seth rock back and forth in his chair and seeing his hair get in his eyes. Great work, though, guys. Love the shows.
Well, you know, we could do those shows if we had some money coming in to help us set up things to do it live.
That's true. If you guys want to see... The only thing we're waiting on to do the thing live is actually to get a camera. And it's just... We need the money. So if you want to help support the show and get a camera, if you want to do it
episode.
Live, it's all up to you. Just buy an episode. Only need one. Or buy a shirt. Shirts help immensely.
Yeah, that's true.
Buy a shirt. It helps promote, and it gives us some cash. So go ahead and do that.
I haven't bought a shirt yet.
And
I
they're
need
fine
to do that.
Quality Corinthian leather. Shirts are not actually available in Corinthian leather. Tammy from Manhattan, Kansas.
What?
Yeah,
is that your boss?
Yeah, it's my boss, Tammy.
I don't know.
His boss's name is Walt.
I don't know.
Tammy.
I feel like it's someone you work with.
I've never known anyone in my life.
I know
named
a Tammy.
You always call Walt Tammy now.
Of course you know someone named Tammy. You have 8 million Facebook
That's
friends.
Not true. I'm down to 500.
And you don't even utilize them. You could be pimping the show.
I did last week.
Yeah.
And I didn't get anything.
No, we didn't. You know what's bringing more followers to the website? Your hot body.
Just keep posting those red lazy thong pictures.
You just need to start posting racy pictures of yourself on Facebook and just link them all to 2o.com. And people will click on them and it just starts playing the episode. Like, what is this crap? I just want to see some clavaggio.
Anyway,
I found you on the Google,
Google?
I have to say that I can't believe you are in the same town as me. How come this isn't on the actual radio? That should happen because then I could listen at work more easy. It's more easily, first of all, not more easy. Sorry, I didn't mean to make fun of you. You're very nice, and you could probably find me and beat me up. Pretty recognizable. Unless I'm in the McDonald's drive-thru and you withhold my breakfast sandwich to tell me that you're a fan, I will not be upset with you if you talk to me in public.
I'm excited we have a fan in Manhattan.
Yeah, well, the reason we're not on the radio is because the radio hasn't called us.
Yeah.
We totally do it. There's no reason for us not to.
We even asked ourselves, like, what times we'd want to work it, et cetera.
I would do it anytime.
Yeah.
Katrina's the one who's holding us back.
Yeah.
She's holding us down.
You know,
she's the man.
I have school and I actually have to sleep.
Oh,
unlike
school.
You.
School. Lame. So anyway, thank you for your emails. That last one wasn't really negative. I just thought it was cool.
None of them were really negative.
They weren't negative. They just had some complaints, which is what I asked for.
Oh, that's true.
So no more hate mail. Send us some nice stuff this time. And Tammy, if you see us on the road, be sure to say hi to me.
If you see us on the
on the road.
I don't go outside the house. I'm just drive to work. That's the only thing I do. So if you see me on the road, say hi. And if you want to write us, I said if you want to write Duo, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the North Pole and Santa will reply. Email us at life, LIFE, at duo.com, DEWOH.com, and we shall receive it, and we'll probably read it on the show. Just be sure to include your name and where you're writing from, because I don't really include letters that aren't formatted in that fashion. So, yeah, there it is. Anyway, thank you all for your emails.
Y'all.
I'm just channeling you, Katrina.
I know. I felt like I said that a lot today, and I don't normally say that word.
Maybe you did. Maybe you didn't.
Whatevs.
Anyway, taking our last commercial break. We shall be back. If you don't want to hear this commercial, pay $1.29.
This is Life.
Welcome back to Life, and goodbye. Our time is up. Wouldn't it be awesome if we just faded out like that? Thanks for listening to those commercials and see you later. And then we played the jingle and we were just out of here.
We could.
That'd be funny. But it also would make everybody angry. We would get more hate mail than I want.
Okay, so I Googled the hot pictures of Katrina.
Because you're an egomaniac, yes.
I am. And hopefully not. And it's a Bollywood actress. And her name is Katrina. Like, the most popular one is like Katrina Kaif, K-A-I-F. So, yeah. That's the Katrina they're looking for.
So you assume...
They could.
If they weren't... If they were looking for that, they wouldn't have clicked Duo.com.
Well, I don't even see Duo on this Google page.
Well, that doesn't matter. Everybody's results are different. I'm just saying.
That's true.
And even if you don't see it up top, that just means people were digging for it. People were looking for hot pictures of you, Katrina.
I'll believe that when I see it.
When you see what? So you're going to creep up on somebody and someone Googling it themselves? And be like, hey, guess what, nerd? That's me. Look at me. I'm in the flesh with real boobies. Check it out. You don't need this Google images. I'm like, right here.
You make it sound like I dress like a whore.
That's not what I meant. I just meant that you probably shouldn't creeper stalk people who are Googling you. I love how you just pulled your shirt up.
Don't you make me feel like I'm flashing you all day long.
Yeah, if I just see your boobs hanging out everywhere I go. You know what that tower reminds me of? Katrina's cleavage. That's a good point to end the show on, huh?
Yes, we am.
Okay. Thank you very much for listening. We will be back with a new episode on Friday. It will be a bonus show.
You have to pay.
And yes, you have to pay. It's uncensored. There's no commercials. But we're going to go over our favorite things. And yes, before you write me and say, you said that you were going to talk about your health last time and did some stupid rock band thing.
We kind of scratched that. We scratched the health
We decided
idea.
Not to do that. And it is possible, entirely possible, that we may not end up doing our favorite things. But we will be back for sure with a brand new episode for you on Friday. Bonus content. Beautiful for ye.
Yay.
So check that out and email us if you want, life at duo.com, and we shall read your emails on the show. I guess that's it.
Woo.
We're done.
Let's bounce.
All right. Peace out, yo.
Asta.
This is Life.
just like dear.